Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy. Last weekend, the Jacksonville Jaguars did something they hadn't done since 2012. They celebrated victory in September, beating Miami 23-20 to end a nine-game skid in the season's first month under third-year head coach Gus Bradley. This Sunday, Bradley will try to lead the Jags to something that's eluded their franchise since its inception in the mid-90s. Jacksonville has never won in Foxborough. Despite such one-sided series history, the Patriots are concerned only about the present, while taking note of just the very recent past, as in how well the Jags played a week ago.
They got off to a better start this year than they have in the past, and it was a big win against the Dolphins last week, so I'm sure they'll be fired up, ready to go, and hopefully we can bring the same level of energy that we brought, and it's going to take some good execution, so I'm excited about it.
We got the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that's all we're worried about. They got a good football team. They're going to be coming in hot and hungry, so we got to be ready and we got to be prepared.
After entering the season with the league's third youngest roster, the Jaguars are growing up in a hurry, especially second-year quarterback Blake Bortles and his NFL classmate at receiver Allen Robinson, who hooked up six times for 155 yards and two touchdowns against the Dolphins. Meanwhile, no rookie running back has carried the ball more through two games than ex-Alabama star T.J. Yeldon.
You know what, Yeldon, they do a good job of getting him touches and letting him run the ball, but I think just the plays over the top were huge, just getting the ball, especially to Robinson down the field, and he was able, sometimes to make some catches with, two guys or a guy all over him. So it's not just being there. We got to go up and make plays, too, on the ball because they show no throw in it and give him a chance.
Defensively, veterans like 12th-year defensive end Chris Clemens and 9th-year linebacker Paul Posluszny led a high-energy unit that's produced 49 sacks since the start of last season and caused a league-high 23 fumbles on the road since 2013.
Defensively, very similar to the Seattle scheme and philosophy, I would say. The turnovers, they're very high in the league in turnovers, especially on the road. They've had a lot of success doing that. Similar philosophy to what Seattle has, but they produce it too.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.